This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, happy Thursday afternoon, everybody. That was NFL schedule maker Peter North on with Kay
Who
Adams.
Now?
Peter North from the NFL, yeah.
I thought his name was Mike North.
Mike North.
Peter North, other different profession.
Mike North, sorry about that.
He would have gone long there if that was Peter North. He would have, the quote would have been much longer.
Mike North from the NFL. He sets the NFL schedule. He's on with Kay Adams today. And he's pretty much saying we're live at the Rivers. Donnie's off down at another bachelor party in Myrtle Beach, so we've got Charlie back in studio. Malzy here with me, 412-928-9370 is the telephone number. He's pretty much saying the NFL wanted to know from the Steelers if Aaron Rodgers was going to sign. They could not give the NFL a yes, a firm answer. Mm-hmm. So the NFL had to
split the baby a little bit, I would say.
Put out a schedule that reflected maybe he will, maybe he won't, but we're not going to jam the Steelers down people's throats in prime time because it might be Mason Rudolph, Skylar Thompson, or Will
Howard
or somebody
else at quarterback.
We're going to hedge our bets. Exactly. Thank you. We're at the Rivers. They hedged their bets. And he said in that clip, if we thought Aaron Rodgers was signed, sealed, delivered to the Steelers, you better believe that Jets game would have not have been at 1 o'clock with seven other games at the same time. So I was wrong about that yesterday. I thought that this was a sign that Aaron Rodgers was coming to the Steelers. And the guy that actually set the schedule and was in communication with the Steelers says the exact opposite.
You could have counted. Well, I don't think you and I were wrong. We were wrong in like our analysis in this sense. Like, we underestimated maybe the degree to which Rodgers moved the needle for them. Like, I didn't think it was a guarantee. I think my big theory yesterday, in fact, I know it was, in week one, I always felt like the league for its prime time games like really went for the big, great team matchups. Like, hey, these are the contenders, and wouldn't necessarily put front and center Aaron Rodgers, the player, in a prime time game. I underestimated that. I underestimated the degree to which the NFL, like every other sport, is an entertainment product, and therefore they would seek to find the most entertaining thing or the biggest, splashiest tabloid thing. And that's clearly what Mike North said right there to Kay Adams.
If the NFL knew that Aaron Rodgers was with the Steelers, we would have scheduled that game for a national television
Yeah,
window.
I underestimated that. I underestimated that, bottom line. Like, I thought, nah, they've got, you know, how many national television windows in week one? Thursday night game to kick off the season.
Friday in Brazil,
although they wouldn't send Aaron Rodgers to Brazil. Sunday night football, Monday night football.
And Sunday 4:25, I would say,
well,
Kind of,
but I think when you say national window, don't you think standalone prime time? There's nothing else happening? So there's, what, four windows
but
to go in there?
But they didn't even put it at 4:25 either.
No,
Chris.
I know. That should have maybe been the alarm bell that we set off, but can I just make a declaration as somebody who got burnt on the Aaron Rodgers guessing game earlier this week?
By all means.
I'm done. I am officially done until and maybe even after he has officially announced
done with what?
Making Aaron Rodgers prognostications about will he, won't he, when he, you know, kind of things. I might not even say I'm confident that he's going to be a Pittsburgh Steeler even after they formally introduced him as their quarterback I'm just not going to do it here. I am not going to make that bet again until he's actually suited up and playing a football game for them. Because this story, the upshot to me is truly they don't know.
The NFL wanted an answer, and the Steelers couldn't give them one.
It's the one.
Doesn't that tell you everything you need to know about
this? It's the one entity here that can compel the Steelers, hey, this is for the good of the league. We're not trying to jam you up here, but we are trying to feature you. I know Art Rooney doesn't like primetime home games, and maybe there would be an impetus on his part to say, we're going to play dumb about this, but I doubt that would really fly or that Art would take it to that degree. They don't know. They are, to whatever degree they have telegraphed otherwise, Art has said things that you and I have taken note of because he's usually not as forthcoming, right, publicly. He doesn't make, like, bold declarative statements very often. He traffics. He's like a lawyer. He has made much bolder, more declarative statements of confidence that Aaron Rodgers is coming here. It's very clear that that's public posturing by them.
He stayed away from Aaron Rodgers in the boring-ass interview he did after the schedule came out yesterday. He didn't touch Aaron Rodgers with a 10-foot pole. He did an interview with his state-run media team. God bless Missy Matthews. She's got to ask him all the layup and softball questions. She might as well be Finch, the old softball pitcher there.
Jenny Finch? She was throwing fast pitch. No, she might as well be Andrew Filippone throwing the actual soft toss.
No, because I'm Paul Skeens in those games. I've never lost in Cam Hayward's game, so I'm actually also like her. but seriously, nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
He's not touching it now. I'm so pissed off for this reason. They've allowed this guy to completely hold, he is holding the team hostage. I've now got to read things from Steelers insiders like, well, Aaron Rodgers isn't a big offseason, big practice guy. So let me get this straight. A 41-year-old is going to step in, and his whole attitude about the situation is, I don't actually need to put the time or effort in to learn the new team that I'm coming to in order to be the best possible player here. It's one thing when Ben Roethlisberger was 38, 39 years old, and he was like, you know what, I played for the Steelers for 17, 18 years. I don't have to be there every single day anymore.
I am the offensive coordinator.
Yes.
I know this system because it's what I want to do. It's literally my system.
It's a whole new team.
He's thrown footballs to DK Metcalf so far.
He's not all in.
Oh, I don't think he's even close.
He's halfway in at best.
Doesn't all of this make you think that the one thing we kept talking about for a while when this was like a fiery hot story, and it still is one, the Vikings thing just continues to be realistic now when you observe this sort of response by the Steelers or non-response. The player here, I think, is still weighing his options and knows he can get away with it because the Steelers have allowed it to be so.
They think he's in, but they don't think that.
If they think he's in, then I think the owner would have again telegraphed as such by making some allusion to the idea of Rodgers being their quarterback yesterday.
Well, it's like a nervous, oh yeah, we'll be good, we're okay, but deep down you're like, actually, we're probably not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Actually, there is a chance he leaves us at the altar and he blows us off. But I'm going to just fake it in my public stance to my organization and my players is, oh yeah, everything's fine. He's going to be here.
Well, didn't you say the players had been starting to get a boy who cried wolf vibe about this whole thing?
Because they've been told, oh yeah, he'll be here this day, and those days have come and gone. He'll be here the week of the draft. Didn't happen.
Do you know what's weird about this to me? As we just like suss out the latest and greatest on these developments, and I think these Mike North quotes are very interesting in just how they paint the picture. Don't you think more guys would be, I guess, pissed off, for lack of a better word, internally there? I don't think players like uncertainty. Players like structure. Players like having a certain known thing. And Rodgers is, because the Steelers are allowing him to do this, he is kind of toying with that whole notion. And I'm just surprised you're not hearing more like open grousing about, come on, let's just get off the pot here.
I think we did from Cam Hayward. And I think
that's the only guy we've really heard like emphatically say
it. Well, how many more guys
it?
Matter? You know, he's the one that matters the most, him and T.J.
Well,
Watt.
That's kind of the other problem. There are no tenured offensive players, really, hardly. Pat Freiermuth is almost the elder statesman
T.J. Watt doesn't seem thrilled with this situation. Pat Freiermuth's kind of like a dog that, you know, is at home and you go to work, and when you come home, he's just happy to see you.
Well, also, does it really benefit Pat? Does it benefit Pat, hold on, if he does feel a certain kind of way about this? If it's negative to say it publicly, because if Aaron Rodgers does come here, guess who might not get as many footballs?
Yeah, he'll freeze him out.
Right?
Of course, yeah.
I think this is probably the most newsworthy thing that I feel like has happened on this Rodgers front, where we have been trying to read between the lines and do what we always do. When the guy who makes the schedule says,
"We had no idea. You know as much as us."
I mean, it's a complete reversal. It really is of yesterday. We took what they did as a sign that it was going to happen, and he literally flipped us on our ear and said, "Actually, this is exactly the way we would do this if we had no clue."
They'd be on Monday Night Football if we knew
they'd be leading the season in a standalone game with Aikman and Buck, and we would be talking about Aaron Rodgers' return to the hostile Meadowlands in week one.
I just think it's an affront to everything Tomlin pretends to stand for. You know, it's about your work ethic, football justice, all these things, and they let a 41-year-old, show up when you want to show up. We don't care.
I disagree with that a little bit, that it's an affront. It's actually very on brand with what he has made abundantly and explicitly clear with his own words about players. Fair is not equal in terms of treatment. We know he venerates Rodgers, and I know Rodgers has not been in the organization, but we know the esteem in which he holds him. He made different rules for Ben. He made different rules for AB. He has probably made different rules for Watt.
He didn't make different rules for Russ. The guy was pushing a sled the first day he got to train.
I don't think he looks at Russ and Rodgers. I know they both won a Super Bowl and are both. Rodgers is definitely, and this is where the difference comes in, Russ is almost certainly going to go to the Hall of Fame. Rodgers is a lock. Russ is like a 95% or 90% guy. I think he holds Rodgers in ultra high esteem, and so I think you are just seeing this.
Even at 41 years old, huh?
I do. I think he's a back of the, I think he's collecting baseball cards now. And I since
we, oh, that's fun. Maybe we can send him to the baseball card castle with Starkey.
We get the general out there. I mean,
my goodness.
But bottom line here, you said that it's an affront. No, it's not.
What he pretends to stand for, it absolutely is.
No, he doesn't pretend to stand for it. That's why I said this. He has said in his own words, fair does not mean equal, how he treats players, player to player. If he thinks you're great, whether we all on the outside agree with that sentiment, and I don't think Rodgers is a great player anymore, he wouldn't have been available to them, then he's going to treat that guy a different way.
I understand that, but again, we're not talking about guys who play wide receiver, edge rusher, or offensive line. We're talking about a guy that needs to come in and learn a new offense.
I understand
that. And
he's
saying the time you put in or when you show up is
well,
he hasn't
there's
said
also
that,
something
but
else. There's also something else being telegraphed by their behavior. No matter what kind of tough talk there might be internally about, no, he's going to do a lot of what Arthur Smith wants to do. If and when Aaron Rodgers is a Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback, it's his offense. It's a throwback to the late days of Ben with Randy Feuchner, where Ben tells Randy what he wants to call
it. I heard Crowley say this morning, I just want to be entertained, and Aaron Rodgers is the most entertaining. Let's call up some Jets fans and see how entertained they were last year. Was that fun? Was 5-12 entertaining?
This is more entertaining right now because of the weird uncertainty than if you get 6 games into the season, you're 2-4, he's grousing about everything.
No, he said he just wants to be entertained on Sundays. Was Aaron Rodgers entertaining on Sundays? No, he was not.
I actually thought he was very entertaining against the Steelers when he turned into a pumpkin at halftime because of Beanie Bishop.
Well, yeah, that's fine.
That was fine for me.
If you're watching him fall apart and light himself on fire,
no, I don't think
as your quarterback.
Did Fireman Ed, is he back off the Jets bandwagon?
I don't know.
I probably wasn't very entertaining to old Fireman Ed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.